Hi, this is Rabbi Yoni Levin, and welcome back to Daf in Practice. Gemara in today's Daf is very appropriate for this time of year, the Bayam Atzarim, the 3 weeks, as we are counting towards Tisha B'Av, the day of Avelis. And what's the din if a Mila takes place on Tisha B'Av? At what point should a person perform the Mitzvah of Bris Mila? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Lamed teaches us the following din, that the Brisa says, the Tanur Rabbanan, Rather, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, called mitzvah shekibul aleim besimcha. Any mitzvah that Klai Yisrael received, accepted, performed initially besimcha, kagon mila, dichsiv, it says in the pasuk, sasa nochi ala masecha, kemotze shala rav, that there was a sasa and there was a simcha, that when we were mekabel bris mila, we did it besimcha, adayin osna, so besimcha, we still perform besimcha. And Tosafot there points out, there's an inyan of a suda of the bris mila, because it says, vayas avram mishta gadol b'yom higamel et Yitzchak, which is the day of bris mila, according to some mefarshim. So we see it's a day of simcha, a day of a suda. So that being said, when should a person perform this halig mitzvah, this mitzvah that's full of simcha, on a day like Tisha B'Av that's full of avelus, full of tsar? So there's a Mordechai in Maseches Tainus in Siman Tafrei Shalom Hei that brings two days. One opinion, he says, that one should wait until after Chatzos, because before Chatzos there's avelus, and since Bris Mila must be performed in the state of simcha, you can't do it. It would be a contradiction to do it before Chatzos when there's a day of avelus. But then he quotes another opinion there in Taf Reish Lamed Zayim, where they say, no, because how could you do that and override the concept of Mevatel of Zrizim Makdimim Lemitzos, and therefore it's better to do it earlier in the morning and forgo the aspect of Simcha. Well, I think the Machlokes here, these two opinions are really arguing about how essential is the Simcha to Bris Mila. There's a machlokas Rishon whether or not one recites a Shechayanu at a Bris Mila or not. The Rambam and the Sfardim are of the opinion that one does recite a Shechayanu, while other Rishonim think otherwise, you do not recite a Shechayanu. And one explanation is whether or not Bris Mila has Simcha or not. Those who think that there is Simcha by Bris Mila, so it's a Shaykh to say a Shechayanu. But those who think not, which is the practice amongst the Ashkenazim, most Ashkenazim, as we do not say a Shechayanu, is that there is no Simcha by Bris Mila. So this question, whether there's Simcha or not, would be this explanation. Would it be a steer to have a Bris Mila during the morning, during the kinos? According to one opinion, it would not be a steer to have it, because Bris Mila itself isn't so much Simcha. Yes, it was Sasa Nochi, the Pasuk says, they accepted it as Simcha, but at the same time, the Gemara says, there's Tsar Dyanuka, that's neutralized by the pain of the child, and therefore there may not be any Simcha, while others think, no, the Tsar Dyanuka is just a result, but that's not essential to the mitzvah. The mitzvah, Be'etzim, is really a day of Simcha. It's a yantif, it's a mitzvah full of Simcha. How do we paskin halach l'maisa? So Shulchan Aruch brings down 2 days. This is found in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Tes in Sif Zayin. Mechaber writes, Yesh Tinok Lamul, if you have a child to perform Milo on Tisha B'Av, Malinoso Achar Shagomim Hakinos. You should wait until after Kinos are complete, as Mishnah Berurah points out, because mitzvah zu osin oso Yisrael b'simcha, they perform it with simcha, and therefore lachein ein malin b'shatz kinos v'hesped. It would be inappropriate to perform the mitzvah during kinos and hesped. However, Mechaber says yesh mamtinim lamulo. There are those who wait until after ad achar chatzos. You wait until after chatzos, because the Mishnah Berurah says mikodem chal adayin avelus veinu kadai. Before this, there's a din of avelus. Had we paskin, so the Ramah writes v'minug kisvar rishona, and the Mishnah Berurah comments why the afa pikin, even though there's this element of avelus in the morning, afa pikin mitzvah lahakdim dezrizim makdimim lemitzvos. The steer of the mitzvah of simcha versus avelus is overridden by the concept of makdimim zrizim makdimim lemitzvos, that we're supposed to perform a mitzvah at the earliest possible time. And that being said, there's an interesting discussion that there's a practice brought down by the Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah that one should wear tefillin during the Bris Mila. So how does one wear tefillin? Should one wear tefillin if you're doing the Bris Mila in the morning of Tisha B'Av? We don't wear tefillin in the morning of Tisha B'Av. So Rav Yashiv said that he felt that one can wear talis and tefillin in the morning, because there's a concept to wear when performing the Bris Mila, and the Gra was of the practice that he would wear talis and tefillin before Chatzos. As long as Kinos were over, he would wear it before Chatzos. So here as well, the Rav Yashim felt, even though the practice amongst Ashkenazim is to only wear talis and tefillin after Chatzos, when it comes to Bris Mila, if one is doing the Bris Mila after Kinos, but before Chatzos, it would be entirely appropriate to wear talis and tefillin even before Chatzos.